Unit 2, Track 1.
Sarah, because of the global pandemic, all your courses were online at your university last year, weren't they?
Yeah.
How was your online distance education experience?
To be frank, it was rather challenging to get accustomed to online education, but we did our best to get most of it together with our students. Maybe next year most universities will turn to hybrid or blended education.
What is blended education?
It is a combination of in-person and remote learning.
Can you give a concrete example? I couldn't get what you mean.
Sure. For example, the teacher shares a link to a video with the students and offers them to watch it at home and email their review to the teacher. Then they discuss it in class.
I see. Are you making use of technology in your classes?
Of course. Technology is a great asset in language teaching, and I try to use it in all the steps of my teaching, from planning to evaluation.
Can technology be used in teaching all four skills?
Yes. I use blogs, YouTube videos, and some authentic materials like songs or movie trailers to enhance my students' listening comprehension. There are also some educational websites and apps that I utilize for practicing other skills and sub-skills like grammar, vocabulary, or pronunciation.
You say you use technology in evaluating your students' knowledge. How do you do that?
I assess my students by preparing some quizzes on some websites like Kahoot or Quizzes. We also use the Moodle platform at our university to create online courses, give assignments, and prepare examinations to evaluate our students' progress.
What do you think of the future of education? I believe the robots will replace teachers.
I don't agree with that assumption. We are not going to use robots as teachers because robots do not have feelings. In my opinion, teaching is done not only with mind but also with heart. We will always need teachers.
You may be right, but in a world where people are dreaming of living on Mars, robot teachers do not seem so far away.
Perhaps they might be used as an aid in education, but I suppose that a robot can never be the leading actor in a class.